Chapter 11. Do you want to go with me to the office, Stella? Mom asks the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I need to catch up on some work. Mom sometimes has to go to work on the weekends when it's really busy at the office. This time it's because she took a few days off to spend time with Abuelo and Tia while they were visiting. Yes, I say. I race upstairs to change out of my pajamas. I love tagging along with Mom to work. I like to see where she spends her time every day while I'm at school. Nick normally goes biking with Jason instead, so it's our special outing. Mom has an important job as a boss at a radio station, which means she has to look professional all the time. She even has to wear high heels that make her super tall. I like to try them on sometimes, but I can only walk in them for a second. I love the noise they make, though. Since it's the weekend, we both wear sneakers instead. Instead of driving, we ride the metro train to Mom's work downtown. The train station is covered in signs that say, Metra, the way to really fly. As we ride the train, I like to pretend I'm a grown-up like Mom. I even borrow her briefcase to carry my fish book to read on the train. I read all about clownfish on the ride. Did you know the real name for a clownfish is anemone fish? Mom nods while checking her email. I heard that once. Well, did you also know that male anemone fish take care of the eggs? She puts down her phone. That I did not know. Lucky anemone fish moms. Mom looks out the window for a second. I feel bad that she has to do everything by herself. Dad's not around and he never sends money. The excuse for why he never helped before was he had no money. But now that he works for Theo Carlos, there isn't really an excuse. Mom flutters her lips and turns back toward me. Okay, my little sea explorer, she says, wrapping her arm around me. Tell me more about fun fish facts. After I tell her more about the anemone fish for the rest of the ride, we get to her office. I'm excited. Going to work makes me feel important and grown up. As we enter the building, we have to wave a badge. What does closed circuit television mean, Mom? I say, pointing to a sign. It means that our camera's recording who comes in and out of the building. Cool, she laughs. Near the elevator sits a security guard named Carl, who wears an official uniform. Working again, Miss Diaz? Just for a little while, Carl. Carl waves at me. I salute him back. After opening a bunch of doors with Mom's badge, we finally get to where she works. From there, we pass the vending machines with food I've never seen before. What's a honey bun, Mom? My face is pressed up to the glass. I am not sure. Honestly, it's an American thing. I've never had it. Can I try it? I ask, pressing my face closer. Maybe another time. Mom keeps walking, and I have to run to catch up with her. Near the vending machines is a whole kitchen with a refrigerator and a bunch of tables. Do you eat here, Mom? Sometimes. Many times I have business lunches or I eat in my office. As we continue to walk to her office, we pass all kinds of computer equipment. There are huge photocopy machines with so many buttons I want to push and levers I want to pull, but I don't. Then we walk past the DJ booths where all the people who talk on the radio work. There are even more buttons here, ones that light up too. I recognize the voice of the DJ, but we don't really listen to this radio station too much in the car. Mom likes listening to salsa and classical music instead. That's when I notice a man in the booth. He steps out for a second and says, Buenos dias, señora. Hola, she says. Nacho, ella es mi hija, Stella. Mom introduces me to Nacho. I turn roja and hide behind Mom. He laughs and says, Mucho gusto, Stella. I know that means nice to meet you. So to be polite, I say, Sí, igualmente. Then I run ahead of Mom, and finally we get to her office. I love Mom's office. I usually like to lie on her couch or sit across from her desk, pretending that I'm her assistant. I also like going through all her cabinets and drawers. I don't think she always likes that, but I can't help it. What do you want to do while I'm working, Stella? She says as she turns her computer on. She looks a little stressed out. I pause, closing a drawer full of post-it notes and pens. Then I get a great idea. Can I write a story, Mom? Sí, she says. While she works in her office, I decide to go to an empty cubicle. I get office supplies from the supply closet and grab every color pen they have. Then I get down to work. I decide today I'm going to write about the pirate captain Rob and his sidekick Monkey. Nick and I like to pretend we're pirates when we're swimming, so I dedicate it to Nick at the beginning. I try to make it as close to a real book as possible. I put in a title page and I even write a biography for myself at the end. When I'm done, my book is 10 pages long with drawings. I tiptoe to Mom's office. She's typing away at her computer while chewing on a pen. Mom, mande, Mom says, looking distracted. I finished my story. Wonderful, I'm almost done too. Okay, I say, but it takes her a little bit longer than she says. I get bored waiting, so I explore around the office a bit. I even make myself a cup of hot cocoa in the kitchen. That gives me even more energy, so I quietly run from cubicle to cubicle, peeking in to see everyone's pictures and decorations. Finally, I make my way back to her office. Sorry, Stella. Really, just a couple more minutes. Then we'll eat lunch, she says, typing away on the computer. While she finishes, I lie on her couch and hang my head over the side. I look at her and her office upside down. She has a few pictures of Nick and me up on the wall. She also has one of my drawings. It's one that I did on our trip to Wisconsin Dells from a couple of years ago. It was one of the last trips as a family, one of our last trips as a family before my parents divorced. I did a drawing of the little deer and pine trees we saw as we rode on the sled. I look over at Mom. Mom looks so serious as she works. I feel bad that Dad isn't so good at being a dad. If he was, Mom wouldn't have to work so hard. I wonder if she likes her job. I don't even realize that I say it out loud. It's a fun job. Sometimes it's too long, she says, and I'd rather be at home with tu y tu hermano. Or on the beach, she winks. Enough work anyway. Show me your book. I walk over to her. Be prepared to be amazed. It's the best thing I've ever done. I'm sure it is. We read my book together. It's the epic story of Captain Rob and Monkey, who go in search of treasure, and the evil pirate who tries to steal it. The story ends with a cliffhanger because I plan on writing a sequel. When we're done reading, she spins her chair to face me and gives me a hug. I love it, Stella. I know what will make it more official. We can do it while we're leaving. She locks up her office, and we walk over to the room with the photocopier and the other fancy machines. She heads to the one that looks like it has giant teeth and grabs a coil, a piece of plastic, and a piece of black paper. Por favor, she says, motioning for me to give her my story. She puts the plastic in front, then she puts the black paper on the back. Next, she inserts the coil around the giant teeth in the machine. Before she grabs the big handle, she says, watch your manitas. I move my little hands. Then there is a big snap. My pages are bound together. I squeal, it's a book! When I go to school the next day, I walk over to Miss Bell's desk before the class starts. I wrote a story over Thanksgiving break, Miss Bell. That's wonderful, Stella, Miss Bell says. Do you want to read it out loud to the class? I shake my head no. What if I help you and we read only a little bit? I guess so. I'm really proud of my story, and I do want to share it with the class. I just don't want to have everyone looking at me. The last thing I want is a repeat of the first day of school. When class begins, Miss Bell stands up in front with my book. Look at what one of your classmates did over the weekend. Stella drew and wrote a whole story just for fun. It's called Captain Rob and Monkey. She starts flipping through the pages. I feel roja. Cool pirates, says Stanley. Miss Bell starts reading my story, and it actually sounds pretty good. Then she looks over to me. Stella, would you like to read a paragraph? I get up. I'm shaky. I read the paragraph quickly and never look up the whole time. Then I sit back down. Thank you, Stella. I think you did a great job, she says as she hands me back my book. This relates perfectly to your animal project. Class, you've all been working hard researching. Well, there is a new part to the project. You all will be presenting the projects to the class. You'll have to talk for 5 minutes each and show us everything you learned about your project. Now, everyone knows that just talking in front of the class can be a little boring, so I want you to make the presentations fun and exciting. Like costumes? Asks Ben. Yes, you can wear costumes, you can do a dance, anything is possible. I'm going to wear my equestrian outfit, says Jessica. Her family owns a horse, so naturally she's doing her project on horses. As the whole class starts talking, I get extra quiet. Now I have to do a whole presentation with complete sentences, and it's supposed to be entertaining. Maybe if I wear a giant sheet on my head, it will be less scary. Then I look down at my book. Maybe it won't be so bad. I made it through reading a paragraph in front of the whole class and didn't stumble at all. That's way better than the first day. Maybe I can do this. I see Stanley looking at me. Then I see Jessica, who looks carefree and even excited about the presentation. Nope, I have a feeling this story isn't going to end well.